With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A federal judge has ruled that Montana's campaign contribution limits are unconstitutional. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell on the limits passed in 2011 comes less than a month before the state's June 7th primary. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell was disappointed by today's ruling, but says the decision does not leave the state without campaign contribution limits.
Under Montana law, the court's ruling striking the current limit effectively reinstates the political committee and individual contribution limits that were in place before the 1994 enactment.
Montana's Attorney General office cited a state Supreme Court case which says when a law is struck down as unconstitutional, the previous version of the law goes into effect. That was not good news to Bozeman lawyer Matthew Montfortin, who worked as lead attorney challenging Montana's contribution limits.
The problem is both versions, both the pre-1994 and the post-1994 versions of Montana's contribution limits are blatantly unconstitutional.
Montfortin says reverting to the old contribution limits will lead to further litigation. He wants all contribution limits to be struck down. Lovell's ruling said Montana officials did not prove that the limits, quote, further the important state interest of combating quid pro quo corruption or its appearance. Montana's Governor Steve Bullock called on the Attorney General's office to file a request for a stay and then file an appeal.
Montana elections should be decided by we the people. This ruling's a travesty and a step back towards the era of Copper Kings. Allowing Montanans and our elections to be bought and paid for by people with unlimited wealth is bad for the integrity of our elections and for our democracy.
The plaintiffs in the case, which includes several political action committees and Republican central committees, claimed that the limits restricted freedom of speech, association, and a candidate's ability to raise enough money to effectively campaign.